Our Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. It's a Medical Monday, and we're talking about vascular surgery. Is it something that you may need to consider? My guest is Dr. Jeffrey Dormu. He is the founder, CEO, and lead vascular surgeon with the Minimally Invasive Vascular Center. We are answering your questions tonight on this Medical Monday. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Bridget, calling from Silver Spring. Bridget, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. I'm so glad that I heard your program as I'm driving home from work.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, Dr. Jeffrey. I didn't get your last name.
Good afternoon, Bridget.
But I have been having problems like tingling in my legs, and even now as I'm driving, it's there for about the last 4 weeks or so. And I thought perhaps I was having problems with, I needed more potassium, but that's not it. And I was just thinking I need to make an appointment to see my primary care doctor because it feels like it's getting worse. But it's, throughout my legs. And I do have varicose vein in one of my legs, and the other I have spider lane on the upper leg. And I also had a dad that went through vascular disease and ended up with gangrene. And was on dialysis. So I'm getting really concerned now about my circulation. So I don't know, should I make an appointment to see a vascular surgeon, or should I be trying to see my primary care physician? In any event, I'm really worried, and I'm glad that I heard your program, so I'll get off
Because you may have a follow-up question, so
okay.
don't hang up. Dr. Dormu, go right ahead.
Well, one of the questions, do you have a history of diabetes, or are you a smoker?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a history of diabetes, or are you a smoker?
I don't have diabetes,
so. Okay. Now, this bothers you mostly when you're sitting down driving or while you're laying in bed?
When I'm sitting down and, like now I'm driving and it's in my toes.
Okay. So it may be a nerve issue, but the signs and symptoms that people have with nerve issues also mimic vascular issues. So I do think you should see a vascular surgeon, okay, so that you can be evaluated. Again, it's non-invasive, getting some ultrasounds done to see if there's any significant artery or vein issues. Certainly the fact that you already have signs of varicosities in your legs, it's a good chance that there is venous insufficiency and leaking of the veins. And again, nowadays with technology, there's no need of waiting or even spending a lot of time worrying. Go into the doctor's office and get it checked out. That way we can take care of it. If it's a nerve issue, most likely it's positional. It may be bothering you while you're sitting down, maybe your lower back, which can also radiate all the way down to your toes. But it can be diagnosed and therefore be treated.
So you think I should definitely go to the vascular surgeon?
I definitely think you should.
Okay.
Well, I have nothing against my colleagues, my primary care doctors out there. They may not be able to come up with the diagnosis that you need and certainly won't be able to treat it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And certainly good luck to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You spoke about minimally invasive procedures, from the least invasive to the most more serious surgery. What does that entail when you're talking about addressing these issues?
This is why prevention and being evaluated by a vascular surgeon is so important, because we do see a lot of patients who wait years, some 5, some 10 years, to the point where you really can't offer any minimally invasive, and they have to have open surgery. Now, while we do that also, all forms, I'm actually trained in general surgery, heart surgery, cardiothoracic, as well as vascular and endovascular. But because of what we do and because of technology, I would tell you 95% of the procedures are minimally invasive, meaning you don't have to get cut.
So what does that mean? So, she mentioned, the last caller mentioned injections. Injections of what and where?
Yeah, that's something that a dermatologist can do. That's something that you have a lot of cosmetic centers where they are injecting spider veins. That's more cosmetic, okay? But what's going on inside, which is what's causing these spider veins, what's causing these varicosities, is what needs to be addressed.
So what are they injecting?
They're injecting usually some type of salt solution into those veins, collapsing them so that they are not...
So they go away.
They become less visible.
Okay.
So they don't go away and they become less visible. Just like a lot of minimally invasive procedures for varicose veins, 5 years, 10 years ago, there was a lot of vein stripping where you get cut 20 times down your legs to strip your veins.
And what does that mean exactly?
That means basically taking an incision, taking deep cuts throughout your leg, and taking your vein out. That's something of the past. Nowadays, we treat this in an office setting or procedure setting.
So no leeches like they did in the...
No bloodletting.
No bloodletting.
No leeches. Nothing like that. You come in, you know, a soft anesthetic, needle puncture. You're usually out in 30 minutes. And you're back to your lifestyle. So minimally invasive is just that. I mean, fixing these things throughout the body without having to make an incision, going through a needle puncture hole and fix it.
Okay. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. CC calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, CC. What's on your mind?
Hi. First, could the doctor spell his name for me, the last name?
Yes. D-O-R-M-U.
Okay. And then my question is, if you been diagnosed with leaky heart valves and you have varicose veins, is that a reason to be very concerned?
They are related. The same way you have these valves in your heart, you have these valves in your legs. And these valves are supposed to operate as one-way valves. But if you have leaking heart valves, it's a good chance you have them in your legs as well. So you should be concerned. And again, you want to be preventive. You want to take care of the problem so that you don't have these complications that we mentioned earlier.
Okay, so is it best to go to a cardiologist or to a vascular doctor?
A vascular surgeon, how about that? So cardiologists, they concentrate on the medical aspect of the heart. Okay, a cardiac surgeon... And I'm spelling this out because I know some people think a doctor is a doctor is a doctor, and it's a big difference. I'm a cardiovascular surgeon and cardiothoracic surgeon as well, and I know in my training we were not really taught about the circulation. Certainly cardiologists, and they are my colleagues, they work on evaluating the heart, and usually they treat the way of medicine. Vascular surgeons, they are the only specialists. The only specialist that concentrates on the diagnosis and treatment of your circulation from head to toe.
Okay.
Cardiosurgeon. Okay.
Vascular surgeon.
One last question, please.
Sure, go ahead.
If I came in for an evaluation, approximately, because I don't have health care, approximately how much would a visit cost?
For
evaluation.
The evaluation is normally about $250.
Okay. Thank you, and I love your bedside manner. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, CC. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. William calling from Maryland. William, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got a quick question for you guys.
Sure.
You mentioned earlier that it infects your lower body as far as circulation. My question is, could it lead into erectile dysfunction?
Absolutely. There's a lot of patients that I see that although they have other vascular issues, it's amazing. Most of the men, they're concerned about that erection.
Yeah.
And again,
certainly that's a natural concern.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they come in because of that. And most of the time we find other issues as well. But again, without circulation, you don't have anything. Okay. You need circulation going to your brain. supplying your eyes, your heart, your kidneys, your legs, including the organ down there. So there's usually a problem by way of circulation, either blockage in the arteries feeding that organ, or they could be leaking of the veins that's supposed to take blood away from that organ. Sometimes there's hormonal issues, okay? But we evaluate all of that, and we treat it as well.
Is there a difference in treatment for blockage versus leaking?
Absolutely. Usually for leaking, we close the vein, okay? We don't strip it. We close the vein remains there. For blocking, we use different devices, almost like a plumber, where we use little miniature roto-rooter devices, and we remove the blockage. Sometimes we balloon it. Sometimes you need a little medical device to keep the artery open so that you get that circulation to the limb.
Okay. William, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you.
Sure
Have
thing. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before I move on to some of the other issues, I do want to get some clarification on the varicose veins, because you were saying that, for example, in treating them with salt solution, and it makes them less prominent. But in doing so, what impact does that have on the function, say, for example, of the leg? If you make a vein, or is it an artery? I'm not a doctor. Vein. Help me. Okay. If you make, there you go. A little public school education never hurts. So if you make a vein less prominent, does it impact the function of the body part where that vein is located?
For spider veins, usually not. People who have issues with their spider veins is usually the annoying issues, like some burning, some itching. Sometimes it feels like something's crawling up and down their legs. Now, for the much deeper veins, or even the superficial veins that have to be closed off, which leads to the varicose veins, it does not bother the function. It actually makes the legs feel less heavier. Swelling in the legs, it goes down. Some people come in the office with the legs 5 times darker than their normal body tone. That darkness goes away, but they find that they're, much more active. So what it does is it actually helps. It doesn't hinder, but it helps. We have enough veins in our body that can wrap around this earth. And by closing those superficial veins, most of the blood travels up in the deep circulation like it's supposed to. So it usually makes people feel better. Most people don't even know their legs are so fatigued and heavy until they have the procedure and they say, I feel like I can run a marathon now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's one of those things that, like others in our community, just goes unrecognized.
Why the extremities, lower extremities, would this also impact the arms, the hands? Obviously, we spoke earlier about, male genitalia. We've spoken about the legs, the feet, but we've not talked about arms or hands. Is it just lower extremities?
No, it affects the arms, the upper extremities as well, usually less than 25% of the time. Again, the lower extremities, that's that dependent a part of the body where if there's going to be swelling, you'll see it in the legs and the feet before you see it in your hands. So patients do have, whether it's in the arteries, blockages in their hand. Some people have aneurysms in their arms. They have it in their abdomen, in their belly area. They have it in the pelvic area as well as in their legs. But we see it most of the time, more than 75% of the time, in the lower parts of the body. Mm.
Need to take a break. When we come back, more about this particular issue. Do you need to see a vascular surgeon? Do you have varicose veins, or do you have other circulatory issues that need to be addressed? Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue this Medical Monday conversation about vascular surgery. Is that something that you may need to consider? Of course, my guest is Dr. Jeffrey Dormu. He is the founder, CEO, and lead vascular surgeon with the Minimally Invasive Vascular Center. Lines are still open if you have a question or a comment at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Linda, calling from Northeast. Thanks for calling, Linda. What's on your mind? Linda?
Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yes, I'm calling from Las Vegas. I wanted to know if bruising had anything to do with varicose or spider veins.
Yes, it does. People who bruise easily, it's actually a common term we use in the field. We call it easy bruisability syndrome. And we find that there is a connection with spider veins as well as varicose veins. So I don't know if you have any signs or symptoms, certainly symptoms of heaviness in your legs, fatigue, especially by the end of the day. You should probably get that checked out.
No, I'm a veteran, and I've been treated for the veins, but the bruising is becoming a major problem.
Mm-hmm. And you're not on any blood thinners or aspirin or anything?
No.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, sounds like a genetic predisposition, certainly the same one that caused the varicose veins. And you got to avoid injury, avoid the lumps and bumps and falling. That's the best thing.
But, no, the bruising doesn't come from any bumps, so it just mm-hmm. looks like a bruise, mm-hmm. but it's, I've never been hit in the areas, but it just looks like mm-hmm. bruising.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't get hit. It could come any place on the body, actually.
Okay. Now, I mean, if you're really concerned, maybe you should see a hematologist, so they can do a blood workup to make sure that you have enough clotting factors and platelets so that you just won't bruise easily. Certainly, fair-skinned people, you see bruises easily. A lot of times just leaning on something, having your elbow pushed on a desk. Of course, someone who is fair-skinned, you see it much easier. But
yeah, I am pretty fair-skinned. So, yeah. But thanks, yeah.
So but a hematologist may be someone you might want to see to work that up, especially if it's getting worse. But there is a connection.
I think they did that a while back, but it's coming like in not just the legs, the arms, different places.
Right.
Okay. Well, Linda, thank you so much. Good health to you and good luck. I'm going to go to another phone call. That's 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Doris calling from Springfield,
yes.
Illinois. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I was calling about my mother. As I was saying, she's 92 years old, and she's really dealing with a case of edema, where the swelling of the legs, and she's taking Vomex, and she's taking different types of diuretics and whatnot, and she's her blood pressure runs good, but the swelling goes up and down. They checked the circulation. They said it's pretty good, but I'm just wondering, at the age of 92, what is there to do, basically? I mean, she keeps her feet elevated. I don't know. I'm just kind of like, I see it, and she lives with me. I take care of her. She goes to the doctor on a regular basis, but nothing's happening here. So I don't know. Her feet and her legs, they just swell. Sometimes they swell so where she can't really walk that well. I don't know.
Yes, I understand completely, and it could be a myriad of problems. Of course, as you mentioned, she's 92 years of age. Her protein level could be low, okay? Certainly it can be some chronic organ failure, whether, I don't know if she has any heart disease, where the heart can be contributing to that, the kidneys, several organs, including the liver, could be contributing to it. But what should she do? Same thing someone 60-year-old should do. Go see a vascular surgeon. Again, with the technology out there, there's no reason to have a limited lifestyle, okay? She shouldn't be spending most of her days with her feet elevated while, you know, someone's trying to treat it with diuretics. That's not the proper way to treat this venous leaking. But we see it all the time. You know, doctors put the patient on blood, basically diuretics, which they spend their time in the bathroom urinating instead of doing something as simple as wearing compression stockings or getting the veins. When you said she had them checked out, I don't know if she had them checked out by a vascular surgeon. And if she had, it can't be a simple ultrasound. It's a special type of ultrasound called a venous insufficiency study. Otherwise, if they just get a regular ultrasound, most likely the reading will come back no DVT, which means no clot. That's not the proper way of checking it out. So I would tell you to have her go see a vascular surgeon. They would know what to do. They would order a venous insufficiency study to see if there's leakage. And hopefully she can come off of those diuretics and don't spend her time with her legs elevated all the time and time in the bathroom. I mean, that really, at the age of 92, she probably don't want to be spending her time doing that.
Okay. Doris, thank you so much. Talk to me a little bit more about a chronic venous insufficiency. What does that mean?
Okay. So we've been using these words interchangeably, but chronic venous insufficiency is the same thing as reflux, vein leakage, or just venous reflux. Those words have been floating around. But chronic, all that means is that it's been going on for a long time. And unfortunately, in our community, I mean, I see the complications that it's usually going on for a long time before someone notices, hey, maybe something's wrong. Or even the primary care doctor said, maybe I should send this person to a specialist. As the caller just mentioned, oh, they have me on diuretics. Again, not the proper way to treat it. Now, if a person has high blood pressure or congestive heart failure, it's not the wrong thing to do to put them on diuretics. But when they have swelling in their legs and that's the only thing, no, see a vascular surgeon. Get that taken care of.
Okay. How do you know that this, and maybe it is all interconnected, I would imagine, but if you are having issues with, you know, your veins and your arteries, could this be a heart issue and not just a vein issue or an artery issue?
Well, you're right in saying they're all connected, mm-hmm. because your arteries are connected. The ones in the legs are connected to the arteries in your arms. They are connected to the arteries.
And with the artery taking blood to.
That's right.
And the veins bringing the blood back.
That's right. Okay. And so yeah, the veins are
connected.
Look at
doctor.
You. You can look. Yeah. I'm going to get you. I'm going to give you an honorary medical degree.
Yeah,
that,
let's
because
not
you're learning
do that. I'll still send them to you. But go ahead, please.
Well, they are connected. They are very much connected, and people who have blockages, certainly significant blockages in the legs, more than 85% of the time they have blockages in the coronary arteries in the heart, or they have blockages in the carotid arteries in the neck feeding the brain. And this is, again, why you should see a vascular surgeon, because, again, they are the only specialists that evaluate that entire circulation from head to toe. But sometimes I see with blockages in the artery, and, of course, that pressure that sends that blood from, it also affects that blood that should be coming back, bringing the blood to, which is in the veins. So sometimes as a secondary diagnosis, we see this venous insufficiency. But, of course, if someone has significant blockages in their arteries, that's what you want to address first. Because, as I mentioned, usually with the vein problem, it can be devastating in that you get infected and have an ulcer, a poor healing sore, something that just won't heal. And certainly it's not fun dragging around legs that feel like 50 pounds. But you normally don't lose your leg from that. Mm-hmm. Artery problems. We see a lot of vascular devastation where people are losing toes and their legs and other parts of their body. Mm.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Glenn calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Glenn. What's on your mind?
Hey, Harold, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I have those problems, the DVTs, the PE, and I have a unhealing ulcer in my ankle and my legs swell, and my feet just stay numb. The toes feel like I'm standing on a hot coal. Mm. They just sensitive underneath.
Yeah,
so my question is, what do I need to do? They diagnosed me with neuropathy, nerve damage. Mm-hmm. They said I have the C4, C5, C6 in my neck, and L5 and L6 in my lower part of my back. I've been having a lot of back problems as well.
Okay. And are you
and
a smoker?
When walking up the steps, it feels like I'm carrying like 1,000 pounds on my shoulder. I just had my third knee's arthroscopic surgery done, and when I'm walking up steps, like I said, it feels like I got 1,000 pounds on my shoulders, and it's to the point where when I'm walking, the knee want to give out, and it's still crunching, popping, and everything else.
Okay. So, I mean, it sounds like you have a couple of problems going on. One is a orthopedic or nerve problem, certainly with the cervicals and lumbar spine. But you also have a vascular problem, okay, the legs filling the way it's filling, and certainly with the poor healing ulcers, with the poor healing sores that are on your legs. And that's something, again, that can be addressed easily. Now, they also have minimally invasive spinal procedures out there. And again, you sound like a young person, which this is, you know, if you're as young as you sound, this can be really.
I'm 54.
Okay. Again, you're young. This can be significantly lifestyle limiting. Okay. So I think you should see a vascular surgeon. Okay. It sounds like you may have PAD as well as venous problems. Now, you were diagnosed with a DVT. When a person has, and a DVT is, for the listeners, a clot in the veins, okay, and this is in the deep veins, which is different from the superficial veins that are usually leaking, causing varicose problems. And it sounded like that clot got loose and escaped and went to your pulmonary artery, which is in your lung. So
right.
I'm grateful that you're here, because some people don't make it.
Right. I have had it twice in my lungs.
Okay.
This been going on for the last 5 years, but I had diagnosis about 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and lately it's just been getting worse and worse.
Okay, so I hope you've seen a hematologist as well as a vascular
yes.
surgeon.
Yes,
okay.
I haven't seen a vascular surgeon because I don't know where one is at.
Okay. Well, you definitely need to find a fellowship-trained vascular surgeon, okay? There's a lot of people who are dabbling in vascular surgery. But what you need to do is, I don't know where you live, again, but you need to look online, find the closest vascular surgeon who's done a fellowship.
And what's your website again? Because I only have about a minute left,
mm-hmm.
less than that, actually. So I want to get your website out one more time.
Okay, it's MIVCMD.com. But you need a fellowship-trained vascular surgeon because this is a specific issue, and it can be devastating.
Okay. Well, Glenn, thank you so much for sharing. We certainly wish you the best of health. Also, I want to thank Dr. Jeffrey Dormu for sharing with us. That website is MIVCMD.com. And as always, that information will be posted on WHUR.com after the program in about 30 minutes or so. So, Dr. Dormu, thank you again. Thank you.
Thank
I
you.
I appreciate it. That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141 for this Monday, July 10th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.